We are going to move forward with item four before we break, and that is, I believe we have Judge Nelson on the line at this point, do we?
Yes, I'm here.
And it's page 10 of your materials.
Thank you. This is was an adjustment request submitted by the Mendocino Superior Court, an adjustment to WAFM. They submitted their request pursuant to the adjustment request process. You have in your materials their initial request, along with some other documentation that Mendocino asked for us to consider. As you saw from the materials, a remote court locations working group was formed and led by CEOs Rick Feldstein and Kimberly Flenner. And that working group met and discussed Mendocino's request. And that working group has brought forth a recommendation. Well, that working group then took a recommendation to the full funding methodology subcommittee. So it is now the funding methodology subcommittee that brings this to the budget advisory committee. And you can see that the recommendation of the funding methodology subcommittee is to deny Mendocino's request to adjust WAFM. The basis for that denial, and I will give Judge Nelson an opportunity to raise his concerns and pleas with you. The basis for the denial was a recognition that, first of all, the WAFM adjustment request process is designed or intended to provide trial courts the opportunity to identify factors that are not yet accounted for in WAFM and request adjustments to funding need, not allocations. And also that the adjustment request process is not intended to provide for adjustments that are relate to inadequacy of funding overall. Additionally, the working group, and I think Mendocino would concede this, is that the Mendocino staffing needs are pursuant to RAS are appropriate. In other words, they are given credit for their employees under RAS, and that is appropriate. It's lack of state funding that contributes to the issue that Mendocino raises, and it's an issue that many courts currently face. So I will allow Judge Nelson to address the group, if you would, sir.
We just feel that it's an access to justice issue that, WAFM doesn't really address. It's the courts that are required to have branch court situations where they have a significant population center, first of all, and it's remote and geographically challenging area. So it's a little different than just having branch courts. It's when you have one that's in a remote area and it serves a significant population, we feel like the WAFM needs to address that because you can't really close those courts. It's an access and justice issue. Those people won't have access to justice if you close the court. And there are inefficiencies with running a small court, as this committee has found, in making the adjustments for a floor for small courts. It's just more inefficient. And I appreciated the letter from Justice Roby and the California Commission on Access to Justice. They identify all the reasons that it is an access to justice issue to have these isolated court-serving populations. I guess the real issue is how WAFM should address that, and there were some difficulties, obviously, that the subcommittee identified, but in a way it's kind of a simple test that we're proposing. Number one, is there a portion of a county's population that's presently served by a branch court? Number two, is that portion of the county's population large, either in terms of numbers or in terms of percentage of the county's population? And then third, is that portion of the county's population remote? And if so, we just feel like WAFM should address that because of the inefficiencies caused by the need to serve those courts. And we think, you know, our situation is kind of special. I know every county thinks they have some special needs, but I think there are other counties that would meet this test that have this difficulty providing access to justice, and we feel like WAFM needs to address this somehow.
Thank you, Judge Nelson. I had Judge Boris and then Judge Walsh.
Yeah, I would move that
this committee adopt the subcommittee's recommendation that we ask the Judicial Council to deny Mendocino's request.
Judge Walsh.
I was going to just speak to the issue without actually seconding, so.
Yes, please.
Should I?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm very sympathetic to Mendocino's plight and Judge Nelson's request. And it is correct that WAFM does not address this. My recollection, I look back at the notes, this was a parking lot item. My understanding was it remains a parking lot item, but I don't see that addressed by the subcommittee. I may have missed a meeting. I've been to so many WAFM meetings, it's hard to believe I missed any. But the last time I heard, and the last list of parking lot items I pulled showed it was on, I think it was on for fall of 2013. Obviously, our to-do list got awfully big, so we didn't get to it. So can somebody answer that? If we adopted the subcommittee report, which said no, at least at this time, to Mendocino, does that mean we're just walking away from this issue, or is the WAFM subcommittee going to take it up as a parking lot item? And if so, can we do that sometime soon? I think it's a vibrant issue.
I can address that, and any of the other folks who were on the small working group can chime in as well. We did have spirited discussions about this issue, and I think ultimately what we concluded, and that is the part of the basis of the recommendation, is that it's a broader access to justice issue, not probably that exceeds the scope of the Budget Advisory Committee, and that the Judicial Council should be engaged in, but it's not really a I'm not sure that it's a WAFM issue as more as it is an access to justice issue and a philosophical issue. Where should courts be located within our states? How far should people, litigants, jurors have to travel to access those facilities? I don't believe that it's just an issue for remote branch courts. It's an issue for all types of compacted communities. So I think ultimately we determined that it was an access to justice issue that would rely on input from other entities besides the Budget Committee in order to bring some sort of recommendation to the Council. In terms of Mendocino's particular request, I think we all agreed that if Mendocino's workload is accurately captured in WAFM, but if we were sufficiently funded by the state, they would be able to manage or to have the personnel they needed to fully run the courthouse that they have in Ukiah. But we're not fully funded by the state, and so many of us are in a similar position that with adequate funding and RAS actually accurately capturing their workload need, they would be able to provide the services that they would like to. I saw Chris Volker's hand up as well.
In addition support what Judge Earl said, we talked about the fact that this is a policy decision. We actually did a bunch of research nationally. This question is coming up in many, many states. There are five right now that are seeking national assistance on this exact question about where should courthouses be located, what's the proper distance. And everybody's looking to each other. And so when we put the query from California out nationally, these other five states and other local courts jumped on it and said, great, California's going to come up with the policy, right? And California's the right people to come up with the policy, and we will wait for your answer, to which we promptly replied, wait, we're not deciding the policy. But the point is, there is a lot of data out there. Somebody needs to start working on the policy issue on this. So I do not think it should be ignored. I agree with Judge Earl. This is a big issue. It's just not our role to make that decision, we thought. So,
Judge Masanaga.
I still believe, though, in the parking lot issues, there are access to justice issues that haven't really been addressed yet. And, you know, it's interesting because this committee, the Commission on Access to Justice, is kind of making these recommendations to this group to consider these issues. So, yes, I mean, it is a broader policy issue, but we also have courts that are trying to survive and from day to day trying to provide the services they need to. And So I tend to think that I know the recommendation is that they deny Mendocino's request, which was specifically for, I think, some considerations for some additional FTEs. I think narrowly, if it's understood that's being denied in that narrow context, that we still have parking lot issues. And their discussion and what they brought forward, and I think was pretty meaningful in terms of saying these are important issues, and I think we still need, there's still some area of that in terms of access to justice. I don't know how it gets played out in WAFM or in our subcommittees, but I think that's still access to justice is a parking lot issue.
Judge Wilson.
I hate to do this if Judge Boris made the motion, but I second it.
And so the motion would be to adopt the recommendations, items 1 through 6 on page 11, correct? He shakes his head, yes.
Yes.
Well, then to clarify, to follow up on what Judge Masanaga said, an emphasis with which I agree, if we vote for the motion, that's the end of it. And apparently it's not on the parking lot, or at least not going anywhere on the parking lot. And so we just say, hey, it's somebody else's problem, and walk. Which I get, but because we're a money committee. But is there any room to say that somebody ought to look into this? Is there any room to recommend with our, that here's a committee that spent a lot of work on it, they have some good information, they think it is an issue that ought to be addressed, shouldn't we, don't we owe it to the system to tell somebody that, to include in the motion maybe a friendly amendment that says that we recommend that the Judicial Council look into the policy issues, since we don't feel we're the right group to do it, but that it be done and not forgotten.
You know, I actually think this is being taken up, and it's being taken up branch-wide. This is really valuable information. The chief has said, with the closure of 200 courtrooms and 51 courthouses or 3 courthouses, whatever the number they're throwing out is, that it's an access to justice issue. I can just say for Los Angeles, my consolidation of services to where people, instead of having services in 26 courthouses, now have them in 5 and have to travel distances, or for collections cases, only 2 places in Los Angeles County, and they're 50, 60 miles apart, or Catalina, which is in your... And you say, we all have these issues. Every time we've closed a courtroom or a courthouse, it's access to justice. And I think it's being raised by the chief, who is saying, when you don't budget us sufficiently and we have to close courthouses and lay off employees, some 4,000 employees, that's access to justice. So this is being taken up in the context of the budget itself, not in the context of WAFM. We don't have enough money as a branch to provide the access that we should be providing. And I think the chief is raising that issue. And I think this material just supports that.
Judge Boris?
Yeah, I'm gonna echo what Dave Wesley has to say. I think that if we were fully funded, then that court building would be open in Mendocino County. If we were fully funded, several courthouses would be reopened in Los Angeles County. But I still think the access to justice is important. But putting us telling counties or the state where to put courthouses, we don't have the money to build facilities that we desperately need right now. So I just see that as two different issues. If the building's there, give us enough money, state of California, and we will reopen it.
Judge DeSantos, then Kimberly, Mary Beth, and Rick.
Thank you. I just wanted to echo Judge Walsh's concerns as well as Judge Masanaga. This is an issue, and probably I'll go along and vote with the motion, but again, they put a lot of work into the Fairness and Access Committee, into these recommendations in here, and to walk away and not say, even though the chief's looking at it in the budget process, we need somebody to continue to consider this. And possibly it does make a difference in WAFM. I don't know. But we can't just let it die. We can't just let this group's recommendations that we look at die in this manner.
Kimberly?
And I just wanted to clarify that point exactly
as the working group looked at it, what we determined and what was ultimately approved for the recommendation was it is not a technical flaw within WAFM itself, but we all recognize that it is a significant issue that should be taken up. And I think that's included in recommendation number 6, that it should be addressed as an access issue. So to speak to Judge Walsh's concern, we're not dropping it off completely, saying not something we should consider, but we're moving forward with the recommendation to say it should be vetted by that higher policy level body.
Mary Beth.
I don't know that I really have much to add. I just do echo that. I totally understand with respect to this request, and even with maybe some other requests that will be coming forward, that right now, because we are so underfunded, if we were fully funded under WAFM, would they be able to open the facilities? If the answer is yes, then it probably doesn't need to adjust WAFM. That being said, I think we do need to get, as a branch, I'm not talking about this group, but as a branch, we need to get our arms around, are we going to come up with some sort of recommendations as to when a county really does need to add a facility and how you're going to get your arms around that. And it's not just for budget purposes, it's for as we grow and start to open more facilities or build new facilities. So to the extent that we can say, you know, similar to what we did with our previous agenda item, where it doesn't really come within our purview because we did what was within our purview, but we can say this is a recurring issue that we recommend the council, you know, start to address or appoint an appropriate body to begin to address it. This is the perfect time to be doing it. We're down at rock bottom. As we start to see more money, if we want to have kind of a uniform approach to how we're going to grow and how we all be accountable for which courthouses we open and which ones we don't, it might be helpful to have some guidelines in this respect, rather than waiting 5 years from now when maybe we're all flush with money again and we've all done our own thing and there's great disparity throughout the state because in one county you're traveling 100 miles and in another you're not having to go more than 5 miles. So this is the opportunity. The timing is ripe for this as we grow back up, you know, keeping that positive outlook on where the economy's going to go.
Well, I think I'd just be kind of paraphrasing what Kim and Mary Beth has just said, other than just to say the committee absolutely did understand that this was a access to justice issue, but really felt that it wasn't different than many other access to justice issues that we all face with many different segments of our local county communities. And then it just became a question of whether WAFM is the best means or tool to address it, and we just didn't think it was.
All right. So I'll call the question. There is a motion to and a second to approve the recommendation. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm going to abstain.
All right. The motion carries. We're going to take a break.